Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the instant match reaction after Liverpool drew 0-0 with United at Old Trafford. That was really, really dull.
That was. It's funny. On the cab on the way here to work, my taxi driver was a blue, and he was saying, "Oh, you're going to watch the game?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Not what they're cracked up to be anymore, are they? Those games, like the last few times we played United, especially at Old Trafford, they've just been a bit." Lost the X factor of them, haven't they?
But like going into it, I honestly thought that we could do something. I thought, looking at both teams on paper, once the lineups came out, you're seeing obviously that they're missing a few key players, Matic being the main one,
and Martial.
You're thinking, Martial, we can get something out of this game. We can genuinely go for them and show them that we're better. And it just, our attacks didn't work. Obviously, losing Bobby Firmino at the start and replacing him with a Daniel Sturridge, who's probably out of form as well.
Yeah.
Didn't help, but the way we attacked just didn't work, did it? We're trying to whip balls over the top, it's just getting swallowed up by they're good defenders, you know what I mean? The routine defending is what we gave them.
And it's fine saying, yeah, it's Trafford, it's going to be our game. We knew it was going to be a hard game, but like you said, Martial out, Matic out were two main starts for them, and then during the game, they lose Herrera, who's the main defensive midfielder for them. Now, since Matic has been out, then they lose. Lingard comes on and comes off instantly. One of their most potent attackers. I can't remember who the last player was.
What was the other one? Somebody else got injured
that was important. And then it's sort of that. Everyone, we were licking our lips. We were like, "This is when does this happen? When do you see three players go off in the space of 25 minutes?" But like you said, I think us losing Firmino at the same time, it's almost like chess. Like you sacrifice a queen to get three pawns, and it didn't work. And for me, I think it's no lie that you look at Leicester draw, you look at the draw against West Ham, draw against Bayern Munich, another draw against Manchester United. I think that midfield that we had, and the one game that we won a 3-0 in was Gini, Fabinho, Keita. That creativity that those three possess. And I get why he didn't, because he wants to play safe, he wants to mark Pogba out of the game, which is fine, but then I think not bringing Keita into the game maybe was a mistake from Klopp.
Well, do you think that if Bobby doesn't go off, then I think it's a different story in a way, just because of how he links up play. He's been a reason why we've been playing so well recently in terms of that attack. And obviously we've drawn, but we've still been playing well, you know what I mean? It's just really, really frustrating game.
I think there's a few places. I think losing a centre-back is the worst thing. Obviously, we don't have a replacement one. Losing Robertson's a massive thing. But then after that, Firmino's the worst person to lose because he is, when your midfield's not, your midfield isn't creating enough, he can join that midfield and he will force it. He will make you attack. He'll make things out of nothing. And I think it was just such a, when he went down and we saw him twist his ankle, and hopefully he's fine. We don't know if he is, what the duration of that is yet, but it was just sort of of all players.
Well, that's it. It's horrible. Even for the next few games, you know, it's Watford and Everton, you might be missing, which is a massive, massive blow. And look, I don't want to hate on Sturridge, but he just didn't do it for me. He's not the same. He doesn't know how to press right in terms of blocking passing lanes, I don't feel like. He was just a bit impotent. He had that one shot from like 50 yards out that didn't go anywhere. I mean,
what I was saying was during the game is that it would be nice to get to a point where Sturridge leaves and we don't have to keep saying, "I remember when he was so blisteringly fast. I remember when him and Suarez tore United apart." And it's horrible seeing a player that had this high of a ceiling,
brilliant,
just season after season, just come down to a point where you don't know what he does anymore.
Yeah,
because you bring him on and you're like, "Oh, he's got a great shot on him," and that's fine. But if he can't work the space, to find himself a shot, then it's useless. We were saying, weren't we, that when Shaqiri was coming on, would you take Sturridge off?
Yeah.
Because he just wasn't doing anything.
He wasn't. And Shaqiri come on, he didn't have any effect really either. Didn't get the ball too much. He looked a bit lively when we gave him the ball, but like nothing happened at the end of it. It was annoying that we seemed to control the game.
Yeah.
But they had the better chances. It was such a strange game in terms of, like, they're catching us on the break, which is the game plan. We defended it well, to be fair.
Yeah.
But, like, even towards the end of the game, Smalling could just put that away in, like, the 87th minute.
And that's heartbreak.
And then that sums up the whole day. It was, for Liverpool, it was unforced errors, I think.
Yeah.
And that was the most annoying part. That was the most frustrating part, was them unforced errors, because we know that we're brilliant. We know that we're fantastic. Mm-hmm. And when you're watching people like Gene Wijnaldum, Mo Salah, Sadio Mane misplacing passes,
and then
whole attacks breaking down, and people in our midfield taking one too many touches.
Mm-hmm.
When we played well recently, it's one touch football. Mm. It's literally go and give and go, and defenders can't deal with that.
Mm.
And we decided to sort of sit in front of Manu's back line and do nothing with it. Yep. There was no penetrating runs.
No.
Nothing that really made you get out of your seat. The thing that got me out of my seat was Alisson making a fantastic save.
Yeah, and that is the point, isn't it? Is like you've said, is that United had the Lingard chance that obviously Alisson saves. They had the Pogba shot that Van Dijk, if Van Dijk doesn't head that away, that's bottom corner, that's a goal. The last chance of the game with Smalling, they're three clear-cut opportunities. We couldn't fashion one. And when you look at the injuries that they've had before and during the game, you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
Like there's not a better place to go when a team like that have had that many injuries where you can just go at them. But it's I think it's a mixture of either just not having that Keita-like player. I think maybe he was, again, I see why he didn't play him, but I would have introduced him to the game at some point because you needed someone to penetrate. Whereas the front three, losing Firmino is harsh, but you can't just stand static against the back line like that. Shaw was all over Salah, didn't show him any of the ball. Mane on that left-hand side, there wasn't enough service out there to him and Robertson, and it was just coming down the right with Milner, and it was either just trying to recycle and getting dispossessed, trying long balls over the top. It's not Liverpool. It's not the football that wins us games, that has won us games the last two seasons.
And that's the most frustrating part, is like, I'm not that angry at the result. Look, you're going away from home at Old Trafford. In past seasons, a 0-0 would be fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not now because we are on paper better than them.
Yeah.
We're still top of the league, though, Burnley. We are still top of the league, and by our own right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've got there because we're that good at football, and you can be angry and stuff, and I'm sure a lot of people will be angry in terms of it's a missed opportunity, isn't it? But
it's one of those where I think you say before the game, draw at Old Trafford, take it, and I think you might have a split. You might think people fancy our chances of going at them, but this is 14 games now unbeaten in the Premier League for United. They're on a brilliant run of form given the terrible start they had with Mourinho. They're a fantastic team, and the likes of Pogba is probably the best midfielder in the Premier League, at least at the minute. And it's, you show them that respect, but then it's the nature of the game that I think then gets you frustrated, because you see all those injuries and you go, right, this is for the taking now. And it's when you don't capitalise on that that's so frustrating, because you just, I get completely what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get that it's Trafford and it's a draw would have been fine and we're still top of the league. It's just the nature of seeing something pass you by, isn't it? An opportunity comes like Duck Hunt, and you see it and you just let it go. And that
is the thing. And I just don't want to come back to this and rue this.
No, exactly.
At the end of the day.
Exactly.
But the thing is, we were saying all through the game, this has been a terrible game of football to
absolutely
watch. But if we nick it at the end, you know what I mean? Mm. Like we did against Everton, we cited Everton. I think Paul cited Everton, just said, we weren't very good. I mean, then we nicked it at the end.
Absolutely.
That's why I still had hopes all the way through. And then the worst thing about it is the game just petered out.
Yeah.
Shaqiri's got the ball, and we're trying to fashion something, and just didn't go
safe
for it. It was really, really strange, un-Liverpool-like, as you say. I'm not too bothered. Look, we've got Watford coming up next.
Yeah,
we have to go out there and win.
Yeah.
But I fully expect us to win.
Mm.
And then you've got Everton, massive game. You don't need lifting for that. You know what? Every player knows the stakes of that. Every single player. You can't not win that game.
No, and I think that you look at because as I cited earlier, the four draws we've had with that midfield, and I'd like Watford to now be the second Bournemouth where we go, Fabinho, Keita, Wijnaldum, you're our on paper best midfield. Keita, you're the best attacker we've got in the midfield. Fabinho, you're the best six, and Wijnaldum, you do everything brilliantly. So the three of you go out there and do what you did against Bournemouth, and if they do, I think that is the main stake for our midfield. And of course, you bring in the likes of Henderson when you need to, but those without the likes of Oxlade-Chamberlain there to make that individual sort of difference on his own, having that three of in the midfield, I think that is so crucial. And I think that if we see that again on Wednesday, which I hope we do, that and it goes well, that could be the shape of the rest of the season for us.
I mean, I'm going to just start picking points to make me feel better. Matip had a good game.
Fantastic
for me.
Game.
First half, he was just spraying balls around. We were like, what's he doing? There was a little moment of play where he's got the ball at his feet at the back, and then he's just pinging balls around, just finding space. And you watch it on the telly, and you're like, oh, I could do that. That's so hard to do. And the fact that he's doing that, he had that run through the middle. He might be making a save for being ahead of Lovren when Lovren's fit.
I absolutely agree with you. I think for me, Matip was definitely a better footballer than Lovren in terms of passing, his passing ability, his dribbling ability. He's not afraid, obviously, to run directly through a centre of defence. And I, the last three games, I think the one positive you can take from that is we haven't conceded, which before we'd been shipping goals to Palace, to the likes of say West Ham, Leicester. This is the first three games in a row where we've seen Matip, Van Dijk, and they're making a claim to say we're going to be the centre-half partnership to the end of the season. We'll see you out because you can rely on us. And no problems with that at all. I think with the likes of Lovren's injuries and there was just the nature that he dips in and out of games, I think Matip has 100% earned his right to stay there next to Van Dijk.
And it's just more options, isn't it? We're speaking about midfield and how we could change it. And that's the nicest thing, is you're looking at it and you go, that midfield didn't work. Well, we've got Keita there who can make it work. We've got the only place is Bobby Firmino. If Bobby Firmino goes, we don't have that replacement. And that's the frustrating part. But I don't want to end it on a sad note anyway. But look, we are still top of the league, everyone. I think
we understand that we
could have done better.
We should have done better, and we can't continue to go on with this sort of four draws and that. That's not a format. Yeah. That's not form that wins you leagues.
No.
But we are top of the league, and it's in our hands to turn it around.
Yeah.
And we take this learning experience and say we could have beat Manchester United at Old Trafford if we really wanted to, and it just didn't fall for us on the day. And I think there's a mixture of things with the midfield that we can work out. And Klopp knows all this. We're just echoing fans' opinion.
He's told them all in the dressing room exactly what went wrong, and they're going to analyse it tomorrow, and then they're going to look ahead to Watford and go, this can't happen. Yeah. Another actual positive is, man, you tried to do the set pieces. They tried to beat us, and our discipline was fantastic every time.
Absolutely.
Like, they scored and the close calls, and I shit myself every single time because I hate that.
Yeah.
But to know that we are just that good defensively in terms of everyone knows exactly what they're doing in that kind of position.
It's almost like the start of the season, isn't it, where the front three just weren't firing and we had that Gomez-Van Dijk partnership that was just keeping us solid, and it was the defence winning us the games. And yes, they're drawing the games and it's not been as exciting as it was, but you know that you can rely on. We've got back a partnership there that you can look at and be like, you're brilliant. And even introducing Fabinho into that defence, he was still brilliant against Bayern.
Exactly.
So many positives to take away from this game. It was
I wouldn't say so many. Three.
There were three positives to take from this game. So just in your head, go through them all the time.
Yeah, be happy. We are going to film the final word show very, very soon, but let us know your thoughts in the comments, because we always take comments from this show. Paul's going to take them, read them out, good, bad, whatever you think of this game. Let us know who your man of the match was. We'll be doing a man of the match show probably Monday, because I can't be bothered doing it today. I don't want to talk about this game.
You can't talk about 3 points across 5 different videos, I'm afraid.
But look, everyone, thank you for watching. Give this video a like, subscribe to the channel if you want to see more. We'll be building up to the Watford game, and obviously giving you the whole wrap up of this game. Chris will be doing stats and tactics, no doubt. I don't know if he's going to do it on this one or for the Watford game, and it's a fantastic show. If you want to watch the one from the other day, he did a video on pressing, and it opened my eyes to, we're pressing in a different way instead of this what you think of, where you're getting in close in. It's smart pressing. It's really, really good video. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. We'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.